It is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, and joining us now to make sure you don't get duped is Commissioner Brian Caffarelli from the Department of Consumer Protection. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good morning. How are you, Melissa?
Good to talk to you again. Thank you for coming back on, Brian. I know you typically come on once a month, more towards the end of the month, but I thought it was really important to have you back, especially during this week, Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. First of all, tell us about some of the most common ways people get duped.
Yeah, and thanks for having me back, and it is important. So it's Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. They do this during this week because it's June 5th, 6-5, and most people get their Medicare at 65. And, you know, education, as you teased earlier, education awareness, they are the key to preventing these scams. So really what we want to do is just let you know that it's a big business for people out there. Criminals are making over $60 billion a year. And so some types of examples could include charging for services or supplies that weren't provided, or misrepresenting like your identity, the service they provided, or facts to justify payments, or prescribing or providing excessive or unnecessary tests. So there are ways that scammers, there's kind of four common ways that they've been trending to do this, and they'll get your information. Really what they're trying to do is steal your personal health information and commit identity theft. That's what they're trying to do. And one is that they'll call and say, look, we're going to get you a new Medicare card. And they'll impersonate a Medicare representative saying that they want to replace your card with a newer or more secure version. And then they'll ask you for personal details, claiming it's to verify your account. And they're, you know, they may even say that they're upgrading the card from a paper card to a plastic chip card. It makes sense to a lot of people that, you know, it's the trend. Medicare has no plans to change the material of plastic right now. So that is a total red flag if anybody is offering you a new card. Remember, Medicare will never randomly call you. If you ever have a question, just call the number on the back of your card, 1-800-MEDICARE. Hang up with that person, or you could go to medicare.gov. A couple more I wanted to get to if I have some time.
Of course you do. I just want to reintroduce that. We have Commissioner Brian Caffarelli, who is here from the Department of Consumer Protection. This week is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. And before you continue on, Brian, I was curious, would you say that Connecticut, unfortunately, does fall victim to Medicare fraud, you know, whether it's, you know, I know that we're dedicating this week to it, but is this, would you say, one of the more common areas that we see fraud? Because typically it is a vulnerable population who need Medicare.
Yeah, no, it's definitely up there. And Connecticut residents, unfortunately, have fallen victim to it. And, you know, sometimes people don't prioritize it because the money's not directly coming out of their pocket, but it does affect us all. And it actually, in some instances, when the fraudsters are making false claims against your Medicare account, they can actually, people have had their Medicare canceled. And so, you know, for participating or allegedly participating in these false claims. So it could be a huge headache. And really, that's what we're trying to prevent here is that, you know, if, you know, we don't want anybody to be a victim of this fraud. And really what's happening here, it's just another form of identity theft. And if that happens to you at any age, from any form, it is a real headache. And there are ways to prevent it. And that's kind of what we're trying to tell you. And really, the common theme to these scams is, you know, use your best judgment. Medicare is not going to call you unless you've requested them to, and there's red flags you can look out for, and just don't give your personal information out over the phone unsolicited to anybody. There's another scam where they've come into, and they'll say that you're entitled to a rebate or a refund on prescriptions or equipment or medical services that you receive, but the only way to access that is to confirm billing details or personal information. And once again, they're going to be asking you for all sorts of information that you shouldn't be giving them that they'll use to steal your information. Another example is a free medical equipment scam where, again, an unsolicited call, see a theme here, or message will offer free medical equipment such as an ankle or back brace claiming that it's covered by Medicare. And some calls or messages could promise free or discounted equipment. You know, for example, we've seen like genetic testing being offered. And you should only accept the equipment that your doctor or medical provider has ordered for you. And so, again, don't share your Medicare number with someone who contacts you over the phone, via email, in person, or in text. It could lead to identity theft and kind of really bad things could happen.
So, again, we have Commissioner Caffarelli here from the Department of Consumer Protection in Connecticut. And, Brian, the other thing that, you know, when you talk about not just giving that information out, I think, you know, not always, but certainly I think people know if you're getting a message through text or email, it's one thing to put it in writing. But when you're getting a phone call, when you're talking to someone, I mean, talk about even if it's not this scam, but many others. Fraudsters have gotten really good at on the phone being very convincing. We also know that AI, as many as great technological advances AI is bringing to many different industries, unfortunately, it's also making scams a whole lot more credible, which is not a good thing. Are there certain questions or are there certain things people can push back on? So say they get a phone call. And they don't have the time to go and check that number. I mean, first of all, do you just hang up? Do you just hang up and then call the number?
You know, that's like, the best thing, right? Rather than you know, and I'm glad you raised that point because some of these scam reports are showing us that callers, these fraudsters, have contacted Medicare beneficiaries with the beneficiary's name, address, birthday, and doctor's name.
Exactly.
So they're armed with this stuff. So to your point, it's going to make you feel like they're very legitimate. And so when you try and go down this rabbit hole with them, it's going to get you, I think, even more confused and maybe even convinced. So really the safest thing to do is just to say, thank you, hang up, and call Medicare and say, look, I got a call. I'm concerned about it. Is there a problem with my card? Did you want to give me X? And they're, you know, they're ready for this. There are websites to do it. We can talk about some of that in terms of, you know, what to do or how to take part in it. You know, one thing is it's important to read your Medicare summary notice so that you know what is being billed to your Medicare account and so you can flag any discrepancies and report it. There's a great website called SMP Resource. And SMP stands for Senior Medicare Patrol, and it was something that I just learned about. And it was created 25 years ago, and it really is to help. It empowers seniors, and it's run in large part by volunteers and associations through the country. And it helps them educate those to stop fraud from being committed.
That's pretty cool. I'm actually on the website right now, smpresource.org, and you can click on your state. And there's a number, there's a specific website, and there's, you know, all direct contacts that you can go to. That's pretty cool, Brian. I just learned about that now through you. Thank you.
Yeah, I like it. And so there's a quick video on how to read your Medicare summary notice. I mean, I don't get Medicare ones, but the ones I get are somewhat confusing. So I'd love to see one from my insurance company like that. And then there's also other ways, you know, to contact them to report any fraud or, you know, contact them with any questions that you may have.
And I also, Brian, just want to really quickly also remind folks that they can also contact your office, correct? If they believe they are a victim of fraud.
Yes, they can. So ct.gov/DCP. We'll have all our contact info, a phone number, a way to contact us online or send us an email. I'm always happy to help people if they have any questions. A couple of last tips I could leave you with. They say it's best to keep your Medicare card at home. Your healthcare providers should have your information. Carrying your card day to day, it does increase your chance of losing it and could put that information at risk. And don't allow anyone except your doctor or Medicare providers to review your medical records or recommend services. And don't join a Medicare or drug plan over the phone unless you're the one that called and asked for help, because a lot of those calls are, you know, suspect and not, don't lead to great places. And beware of threats. This is, you know, it runs common throughout fraud. of immediate action or threats to lose some type of service. And in this instance, beware of threats that they're going to cancel your Medicare coverage. Scammers may call and say that your Medicare coverage will be canceled if you don't provide personal information to kind of activate your account or whatever they make up at the time. So if it is a suspicious call, like we said, hang up and just verify it with Medicare by calling the number on the back, 1-800-MEDICARE.
Some really good information. And Commissioner Caffarelli, we appreciate you coming on, especially during Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. Thank you so much. And we're going to talk.
Thank you, Melissa.
Right. We're going to talk again in a couple of weeks, though, right?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, we are. We are. Good. Definitely.
Okay, cool. Okay. We get Brian twice this month. We're very lucky. Brian Caffarelli, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.